Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisini, and this is the evening news. Many have reacted following the death of Alexei Navalny. The main opponent of Vladimir Putin was serving a 19-year prison sentence for extremism. His wife wants Vladimir Putin to be punished if the news were to be confirmed. She says she does not believe everything the Russian government says. Emmanuel Macron accuses Russia of sentencing free spirits to death. And Emmanuel Macron will meet this evening with Volodymyr Zelensky. The president will dine at the Élysée with his Ukrainian counterpart. The two heads of state will officially sign a bilateral security agreement between their two countries. France will commit to continue training Ukrainian soldiers and continue to send military equipment. Train users are struggling with the strike of the SNCF. One in two trains on average will be circulating until Monday morning. Connections to the southwest are particularly affected. According to the head of TGV Intercité, a well-followed strike costs 20 million euros per day. More than a year after Lola's murder, a reenactment was organized today in Paris. A security perimeter was set up around the building where the 12-year-old girl was killed. The main suspect, indicted for murder and rape with acts of torture, was on site. The objective was to understand the circumstances of the tragedy. Lola had been found in a plastic trunk left in the hallway of her residence. And be careful with pollen. The vast majority of France has been placed at high risk of allergy by the National Surveillance Network. 12 departments in the west and north of France are affected to a lesser degree. The spring temperatures of recent days have favored the flowering of several tree species, encouraging the dispersion of pollen. Those who suffer from allergies are advised to ventilate their home and avoid outdoor activities. And then soccer, with the start of the 22nd day of Premier League this evening. Lyon receives Nice at 9 p.m, and this weekend there will be Nantes PSG, Monaco Toulouse, and Brest Marseille. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.